Says on the air. We are on the air.
We're on live. The air. Hey, welcome to Suzilla. I'm Susie. That's Matt. Say hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Welcome to Suzilla with Wenatchee Insurance here in the lovely valley of Wenatchee. And we are here doing our podcast because that's what we do. And what's our topic today?
Oh, we're going to talk about the smile factor.
The smile factor.
Something I kind of delayed about talking about because we deal with is comfortable smiling
for a lot of different reasons.
Some smile in awkward places. I want to use smile here as kind of a general term.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a state of being.
Okay. I can get that.
And I'm gonna start out with making Susie smile a little bit, because the other day she got this mysterious package, and you can already start to hear her laugh, because we had no idea what this thing was. She opened it up, and lo and behold, there was a prize.
I got an award.
She got an award, and it was a fragile.
It was fragile. It was one of those, crystal. Crystal plate kind of things.
It was. What had happened was in 2023, she wrote the fourth highest amount of new medical policies in Washington State for this.
Very large.
I think it's the largest. When they merged with ASR and Connex, when they merged, they became the largest kind of brokerage firm.
Yeah,
in the state.
Yeah.
For health insurance.
Yeah, they kind of are is they're facilitators to help folks get contracted with insurance companies. It's called an FMO, and I am connected with this FMO. And evidently, I sold the fourth largest number of policies in 2023 with that FMO. And considering that's all of Washington State, including Seattle and Spokane, and King and Pierce counties, and it's just. Little old me here in Wenatchee, I don't think I'm going to be too unhappy about that.
No, that is a major accomplishment, and you see her beaming now. And
probably blushing at this point.
A little bit, but it's one of those things that really highlights the magic that you do and why you get so many different referrals.
Okay.
Because there's this genuine nature about you.
No.
And that it you can't measure it in, oh, well, this many policies, you sell this many policies just when you smile. That's garbage.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
However, there are a lot of banker types that want to do it that way.
Absolutely. They want to quantify your smiles.
Yes. They want you got to have so many pieces of flash on your suspenders.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't work that way. However, when you strip away a lot of that corporatism,
yeah,
you start to run into genuine people.
Yes, absolutely true.
And the other day we had a gentleman come into our office, and you can tell they weren't having a great day.
Yeah. He was not having a good day at all.
Shuffling feet, kind of, oh, I got to go deal with insurance, and I don't understand what's going on. And just the typical things that we see come in our door.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of it. That's where my goal is to make it easier for folks so that some of that weight is lifted off of them. And that, in part of the fact that I tell people it's okay for you to not understand this because I do.
Well, let's reel it back a little
bit. Okay, I'll reel it back.
Okay. So there are a couple things that happen before people get to Susie.
Okay. True.
And we've put some thought into this. Sparkle sign on the outside.
That's true. I love our sparkle sign. It's if you drive by our office, you could see the sparkles on the Wenatchee Insurance office. It's really cool.
So yeah, you start to see that there is something different from the outside appearance of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're a very typical office type building from a structural standpoint, but we got a big sparkle sign.
Yeah, you got a big sparkle sign. And when you open the door, it's lit.
Yes.
The lighting in here is impeccable.
Okay. I'm not sure impeccable is the right word, but it's good.
I would go impeccable. We've got a bunch of LEDs.
Which is so much better than the old fluorescence.
So much better than the old fluorescence, but it lights up the room in this very natural light.
Yeah. And I do like that very much. And because it's lit up, it's not some sort of walk into some stodgy library, stuffy, old oak garbagey stuff. We're not. We're light. We're bright. We've got posters. We're welcoming.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So you get that. Yeah. If you've got the old fluorescents, swap them out.
Yeah. You'll save money, too, in the grand scheme.
A, you're going to save money because LEDs are cheaper to run.
Yep.
And they throw out less heat during the summer.
They are super, they last a really long time. You're not constantly swapping out bulbs.
And you don't get that buzz.
Yeah. I hate the buzz.
A lot of people hate the buzz, so it sets them on edge.
Right. And they don't even, sometimes it gets to the point where it's not even conscious anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, the LEDs don't have the buzz, and not having that constant edge, that constant hum in your back of your brain is not a bad thing.
So yeah, you come in, you take two steps in, and you pivot to the left. You see a bunch of smiling people on our health plan finder standee, past the Wenatchee Wild hockey jersey, which is like, oh, okay, hockey. And then you start to see the Smokey the Bear and the National Park sign. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, you're going to see my smiling face.
Yes.
Because I have resting smile face.
Yeah, I'm a little envious of the resting smile face. Because when I get concentrated, I get scowly.
Yes. And I have the personality of a morning DJ. I really do. Because I've had people come in here and the little shuffle step, and I, hi, how you doing? And I just pow, yeah. I pounce on them.
Yeah.
Because I want to start that engagement, start to crank up the energy, start to change the expectations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you do such a good job of that.
So this is before anyone even gets to Susie and Shayla.
Mm-hmm.
Is this genuineness and this built structure of, hey, we're going to have a little bit of energy. We're going to have a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, we had a large group that walked into our office.
Yeah, it was a whole family came in. And just out of the blue.
Out of the blue, drop-ins. And it's like, okay, let's figure out how we're going to, it's like, and we started teamwork.
Right.
Because that's what we do. It's we run a very team-oriented office.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stuck on one. Susie was working on another.
I had my scheduled person walk in, took care of them pretty quickly. And then I went and grabbed another one of Matt's.
So, yeah, it's this constant cycle. And it wasn't this oh, my gosh, dread. Mm-hmm. Of it was just... let's get this done.
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
And yeah, it was, I got to see something that I hadn't encountered in 12 years.
Really?
Yes. It was a stick on the health plan finder that I'd never encountered before.
Really?
Think about it, how many years it's been since you encountered something that you didn't know what created it.
You're going to have to fill me in on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, and I had to explain to them. It's like, this is cool. I don't see this every day. Yeah. I haven't seen this problem ever, and I had to walk them through why it was created and how it was done,
yeah,
and how we were going to get around it.
And you got around it.
And that's another step towards making feel have this kind of inner energy.
Well, part of that is including your client in the process.
Yeah.
So you're not just sitting there typing silently. You're walking them through it. You're telling them what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're making sure they understand what's happening. In my office, and actually wherever we do enrollments, we've got a big monitor that is pointed at my clients, and I've got my laptop, and it's cast. So they're seeing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's a huge saver, because if I've mistyped something, 9 times out of 10, they catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm double checking along the way. It's like, is this right?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is this right? Is this right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you want that buy-in, But it's more than that. You want that display of competency.
Yes. And confidence. Because you are mm-hmm. confident about what you're doing. You're not afraid to show it.
Mm-hmm. And Susie's got this great big butterfly poster behind her with the brain poster with butterflies coming out of
people
it.
People love that.
it really shows that inspiration. Because
mm-hmm.
we're inspiring people to take care of themselves.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, and it's weird because we're starting to see the spring pregnancies.
Uh-huh.
And we have to have some hard discussions
because
healthcare does have enrollment periods.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone that is pregnant is going to qualify.
That's right. Because pregnancy, any kind of medical condition mm-hmm. does not qualify as a qualifying life event for a special enrollment mm-hmm. period. So if you didn't have health insurance when you got pregnant, there's no guarantee you're going to be able to get health insurance. Now, that also being said is there are, at least in Washington State, which is where we're at, if your income is at a certain level, you can qualify.
Yes.
But it has nothing to do with your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. It has to do with your income.
Yep.
It's all about your income.
It's a special enrollment.
Yep.
It's documented reasons. So yes, if you qualify, someone's going to ask for documents
mm-hmm.
And to, you know, prove that you qualify for that event.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. We're actually seeing a lot of the check-ins with the healthcare authority.
Yep. They're doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. When we were in the middle of COVID, they didn't double check on income and things mm-hmm. like that. They're back up to speed on that. And they're actually a little bit more strict this year than they were prior to mm-hmm. COVID. But I think they're just trying to kind of get back up on track. They're, you know, shaking out some of the mm-hmm. People who maybe don't qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of the deal.
And so there are folks that are going to get scary letters and changes. And so it's like, yeah, we smile a lot.
Yeah, and it's really simple. We mm-hmm. know that this is terrifying for a lot mm-hmm. of folks, and they feel like they're going to lose everything. By being relaxed and smiling mm-hmm. and comfortable with what I'm doing and our knowledge,
mm-hmm.
it really puts people at ease.
Yeah.
You know, it makes, if I can smile because I know what I'm doing, it helps them smile because they know I know what I'm doing.
Oh, and I've had people come and test that.
Oh, God, yes.
And do the, hey, what about this? 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 And it's like, wait, you have homework to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get this documents. Let's get it uploaded. And let them evaluate it and make sure that's taken care of. And then we'll have their final ruling.
Yeah.
It's not us making the ruling.
No, we are just providing the information so that the healthcare authority can make the ruling.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to slow people's roll.
Yeah.
Because we get people excited.
It's you get anxiety because mm-hmm. this is a very big deal, especially if there's a health condition that they're trying to treat.
Yeah.
You know, so you just kind of take it one step at a time and keep a positive face on it mm-hmm. as best you can.
Yeah. So smiles are one of those things that are, you know, I know that you have that customer service background.
I do, which is problematic at times
mm-hmm.
because what I have a tendency to do if I don't catch myself is try to be super, super solvey, super pleasy. I'm going to take care of it for you, blah, blah, blah. And rather than, you know, let's solve this together. You need to go do your homework. I have to remind myself that sometimes the answer is no.
Yes. And there is a false smile that you can put on.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or a false tone.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely have a customer service mm-hmm. tone, and you can tell because it doesn't hit my eyes. Mm-hmm. It's that dead smile. And if you watch somebody in a mm-hmm. retail position that they do not like, you'll see that false smile. It's not so hard. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really, really common. But if it's a genuine expression, it goes all the way up through your eyes and it's legit, you know? But yeah, the whole fake thing, and you can hear it in a voice.
You can hear it in the voice.
You can hear it in the voice. You can see it in the face. It's... it's, do you want fries with that? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got fries with that is a good mm-hmm. response. And usually that's when I start changing the routine.
Uh-huh.
Because when someone gets into that habit of fakeness,
yeah,
the only way that you'll start to get real answers or real solutions from them is by throwing something that they don't expect.
Okay.
You know, would you like fries with that? How about an egg roll?
It breaks the rhythm.
Yeah.
And throwing out something completely unexpected, you know, you're talking about health insurance and suddenly you ask if they want French fries with their order. Yeah. It takes them aback a little bit and shakes that expectation, shakes my expectation, shakes it all up. If I'm kind of in a, one thing I've noticed, and I appreciate this a lot, mm-hmm. is if I'm kind of in a stuck spot, Matt will get up out of his chair and walk, and I can watch him do it and mm-hmm. he'll come back and I say, okay, Matt's got a thought, hang on. Mm-hmm. And he'll come and he'll help with a different perspective. And it helps me a lot.
Yeah.
And it helps break that loop that sometimes you get in with somebody because you can't.
Well, yeah, you get, it's a habit. You get rolling in a wrong direction. You know, when we were gaming, it's called a side quest.
Yeah.
The players go down a side quest. It's like, no, we don't want that side quest.
No.
You don't want to go into that tavern. and you have to get it going forward again.
Right.
And that's my goal because we have time constraints. Mm-hmm. And so we got to kind of move the train along. And part of moving the train along is the reminder, hey, you know what? We can circle back around a later date mm-hmm. and revisit it.
Exactly.
Because there's this fear that, oh my gosh, I got to have everything answered right now, right here. Mm-hmm. And once you start breaking that expectation up, saying, no, you can come back. Mm-hmm. We've had people come back 4 times.
Oh, yeah.
And change it 4 times.
That's correct.
And you know what? The following enrollment cycle, they can change again.
That's right. One thing you also, when people don't realize that we don't charge anything for our services, mm-hmm. See, people come in here thinking they're going to pay for this half hour.
Yeah, that's a weird expectation.
I know. Isn't that a weird one? But people come in and think, okay, I've got to get it all done in this because I only have to pay for it once. Like, but you don't have. There's no financial outlay with us. Yeah. We're here. So you can see us a half a dozen times. You can see us as many times as it takes to get it done. And we're not going to, you know, you're not going to be losing money or wasting money. There's not a financial concern there.
We saw that when we were out last year doing our heavy outreach and people were asking if we charge for bags.
Yeah.
And these were promotional bags. And yeah, we gave out thousands of bags last year.
We didn't hesitate. We just, here, have a bag. And, everybody turned around. Here, have a bag. Here, have a bag.
But there was this weird thing out there. Like someone was out there, different events, different than ours, because I never encountered someone. Uh-uh. But they were charging for bags.
Yeah. Well, and then we were also one of the few actually giving away bags at that point. A lot of the vendors and stuff were on the little stuff. We were still giving away, you know, full tote bags. So maybe, I don't know.
That was even at the end of our cycle when we had, you know, done already 4 or 5 events.
Yeah.
And we were getting these questions and people were showing up with the bags we had.
Yeah.
With their logos on it. It was amusing watching that. Because they wanted that capture, that energy, because they couldn't figure out how we were doing this.
Yes.
Because we were having a good time and we have, as I put it, the most boring subject of them all.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone needs it.
That's true. Insurance is not exciting for the average Joe, but you do need it.
Mm-hmm. And you look at numbers and you figure out. And there are a couple different ways you could look at it. You could look at it like, oh my God, it's a chore. I got to have this root canal. Painful event. Mm-hmm. Or you can look at it as like, okay, well, how do I protect myself so I got money to cover that root canal?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's flipping that mindset out. And like I said, it does, you that smile becomes, once you start to get that confidence in the decisions that you're making, and it starts to radiate, and you start to, you know, you'll break things. You'll break those habits. You won't, you know, you'll talk about things that you find pleasant or exciting. It might not necessarily be pleasant or exciting for the other person. Mm-hmm. As like I said, we deal with people all sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And once someone feels safe, they will mm-hmm. have conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have conversations about, hey, what's your favorite thing on loaded fries?
Not a big fan of loaded fries.
You love the heck out of that poutine.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
How's it different?
Because it's not a loaded fry. It's poutine.
It's got gravy. It's got cheese curds. It's delicious.
Yes, it is. It was delicious. I like my loaded fries very simple. Some people like a whole bunch of stuff on their loaded mm-hmm. fries, but I like mine with very, it's like my nachos. I don't like too much stuff on my nachos either.
Yeah, see, I'm like, I like the super nachos. I like loaded fries. I like different things on my fries. Mm-hmm. To break up things.
Yeah, I'm a little more simple in my tastes in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. It just is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you see how we diverge there into a different conversation?
And that is completely natural. I mean, no one is just going to sit there and it's like, this is the only thing we're going to talk about, deductibles and,
you know, and out of pocket like, maximums.
Liabilities and this is where it's like, no. That's horrible.
Yeah.
And, but there's this weird expectation. So people come in, it's like, yeah, we're going to be all business. It's like,
nah.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm. That's why people like us. That's why people come and see us. That's why people refer us, because we're not all business. No, we're fun.
Yeah. And that is part of that smile.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not necessarily a physical smile, because we've dealt with people, mm-hmm. or work with people on that side of the spectrum, and it's like you can watch them kind of blossom and come out of their shell. Mm-hmm. As I taught our son, there is something genuine about awkwardness.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you always want to respect awkwardness, because it's someone that they're trying something new and they're comfortable enough to risk.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's a you have to have a safe space to do that, mm-hmm. that risk.
When you're revealing that awkwardness, you're being very brave.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very brave thing to do.
So yeah, you reward that. And like I said, you know, we're using that smile as kind of a generic term there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've literally seen people transform in 20 minutes and their demeanor change.
Mm-hmm. Because they're comfortable. They're free to be less defensive. Mm-hmm. You walk into an insurance office and it's boring, and you're not there because you want to be. So yeah, you're not necessarily looking forward to this appointment. So, you know, if we're, one of the things that makes it mm-hmm. easier for me is I really love doing what I do. And it's the smile's genuine, because I really do love my clients and I love doing my job and I love taking care of my people, and they are my mm-hmm. people. You'll hear me say that time and time again. And that puts folks at ease and they're more inclined to smile themselves. It's a big thing. It's a thing.
So how many, you know, experiences out there, you know, shopping, going to restaurants, how many are out there that are not smile inducing?
Mostly has to do with your health, going to the doctor, going to the dentist, going to the insurance. It's going to the DMV. That's not health. That's not. Yeah, that's insurance a lot of the ways. But yeah, things that you have to do that you don't want to do.
Well, the dentist is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the difference between an adult dentist mm-hmm. and kids' dentist.
I know. The kids' dentists are, at least around here, are really good about making kids comfortable. They have, you know, play spaces while they're waiting, and, you know, tree houses and big fish tanks and
Wouldn't adult slides. Dentistry be cool if they were built that way?
If they had slides, that would be cool.
Wouldn't you walk in? It's like, oh yeah, it's a good time to get my teeth cleaned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that just blow your mind?
It would absolutely blow my mind.
You know, if the waiting room.
Instead of it having just a coffee machine, it had a set of video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's instead of just the bland fish tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the funny thing about the, you know, how's a Chinese restaurant think they got a dirty fish tank?
There you go. That's how you know it's genuine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you think, okay, well, children's dentists, a lot of times they are working to distract the patient. Mm-hmm. So I know there's at least a couple that have like TV monitors on the ceiling. So when they're reclined, they're looking and watching their favorite cartoons. How come adults can't do that?
This is really an honest question on genuine.
And maybe they do. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just don't know dentists ourselves that do that.
It's possible. I mean, I remember one of my favorite restaurants I discovered as an adult was this Italian type cafe in Kirkland. I don't know if it's still there. The spaghetti was fairly affordable. Mm-hmm. And they had butcher paper tablecloth.
Yeah, so you can
and a tub of crayons.
I love the tub of crayons.
And so it was a perfect way to have conversation in dink around as a young adult, either with someone new or someone old that was different. Beth's Cafe is another one that had the coloring.
Mm-hmm. And you got some really amazing art sometimes.
Oh yeah, and they keep flirting back and forth whether it's but you leave there, you know, you would have smiles, and it would genuinely inspire smiles by having that creative aspect.
And well, you think about it. I mean, there's always those stories about the invention that was done on a cocktail napkin.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many inventions, how many business plans, how many connections were made based on those butcher papers.
Yeah.
You know, how much art was, you know, how many, especially in Seattle, bits of technology were launched in Beth's Cafe on that butcher paper.
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know. And you could go to that formal 50s nostalgia dining format because it's a diner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very formula, but you don't have that creativity, that smiles of hey, let's try something new, different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an example of that format being stripped out and put into that corporate where people are just, everyone's a number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's that you lose the genuine smile when you're just a number, whether you're a number because you're an employee or a number because you're a client or a customer, you lose that. That's where somebody who's exceptional in a customer service zone, if they're exceptional people and provide that real customer service and that real smile and that real connection, those are people you want leading.
Well, yes, you create the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You find the people that can be genuine, that can operate in that space. Because not everyone can operate. It's like, yes, we could throw me to the back and I can operate just fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I'm kind of the gatekeeper and established tone. We established tone all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the way out, you know, the very last thing you do is you thank them for coming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You close the cycle. Thank you. Here's your paperwork. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear from us next few couple days with a couple texts and that just to make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're doing a Medicare one, they're going to contact you to make sure that you're enrolled properly.
Exactly. Little things.
little things. And if you got any questions, be sure to contact
exactly.
me. We can take care of you.
Exactly.
But that's the complete nuts and bolts from the weigh-in and generating smiles all the way through the process.
To make sure that there's smiles on the way out.
Oh, smiles on the way out.
If you come in without a smile, we're going to do our best to make you leave with a smile.
Yeah. And it's a mindset. It's a game changer. And like I said, this can be done in any business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you look at it, it's like, okay, what's the bottom line? You could do it when you're, you know, on the shoestring.
Yes. We have done it from the literal shoestring.
And that is very important to consider. It's like, yes, it's like, okay, what your number one goal is that customer experience, because
yes.
they're in charge of the relationship. If you're not invigorating that, every chance you get, they won't refer people to you.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You'll create more problems on the down the road for customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, smile
mm-hmm.
and, you know, enjoy what you're doing. Staff your team that are able mm-hmm. to enjoy what they're doing.
Yep.
And reward those great behaviors.
Exactly. And if you don't like what you're doing, find something else.
Yep. So, hey, have a great day.
Yeah.
And Susie's going to go off and smile at her wonderful, shiny crystal trophy. Fourth in state.
Hey, not unhappy.
No, can't be unhappy with that.
No.
So, hey, have a great day.
Bye. See you next week. Bye.